Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ashley. How may I help you?
Oh, hi. My name is Ashley, too. And I had just placed an order. Actually, it was two orders.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I realized that the address it's going to is wrong.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code?
Yeah, it's 9, but the zip code, the state and the zip code had changed once I hit it. Was I entered it in correctly, and then those three things had changed. But
yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the zip code because the phone kept going in and out. What did you say?
It's 94957.
Yes, ma'am.
That was one of the things that went in incorrectly. I don't know if it auto-corrected or what.
Yes, ma'am. And what was your last name?
Last name is Ronk, R-O-N-K. I also have the numbers for the items. The, what you call it?
The order ID?
Yes, that's
yes.
What it is.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have it?
Of course. The first one is 257-660-205.
And that was just the first one, ma'am?
That was the first one.
Okay. One second. Yes, ma'am. What did you purchase?
It was the keto, the keto pills. It was the I don't know the whole name of it all, but it was the keto diet.
Yes, ma'am. And did you just do it?
Just did it. Like, literally, 10 minutes ago.
Yes, ma'am. So I looked up the order ID and your name and the zip code that you put in, and it's not pulling up right now. It's because you just made the purchase. So what you're going to have to do is just call back within an hour so we can get that address changed. And you probably will not talk to me, but you will talk to someone else, and they will change the address for
you. Okay, because it's the zip code. The zip code was one of the things that was wrong.
Yes, ma'am. Everything that
okay.
you called in about, someone will help you with that.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.